Maddie, good morning. It's 8:16. I'm Brock. He's Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Good morning.
Oh, I don't have anything else, so we should probably just get to it. It's time for your WTF of the day.
Is that it? All right.
Segway.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in a biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up, Katie?
I think this guy has seen too many, like robbery movies and too many, like action-packed getaway movies and everything, because he tried to... He tried to pull off something that you would see a Bond villain do. So this 44-year-old guy named Matthew Piercy in Palo Cedro, California, he's been running a $35 million Ponzi scheme since 2015, mainly by convincing people at his megachurch to invest with him, and then he's been pocketing the money. All right. On Monday, the FBI went to his house to arrest him. He took off in his pickup, drove to a lake, and then jumped in. You're never going to catch me. He had a plan. Now, he didn't just jump into the water without a plan. No. Matthew had a Yamaha 350Li underwater submersible. That's basically a sea scooter that drags you around underwater at about 4 miles per hour.
Wow.
However, though, there was a few flaws in his plan, though. One, he jumped into the lake, so it wasn't like he could escape to freedom, okay? It's a lake. It's not the ocean or anything like that. It was a lake. Two,
it's an edge.
he didn't have any breathing equipment, so he had to keep coming up for air. And three, the lake was really, really cold.
Oh.
It's cold here.
So he didn't get too far. You know, I got to give him props for at least. Have you seen those things?
Yeah.
You hold
on to
them. Yeah,
they're pretty cool. I mean, they are cool. Yeah. Like, all in all, like, the general idea for this wasn't bad, but just in the lake, though. I mean, even if he got over to the other side of the lake, they could still be there waiting for him. Anyway, he finally got out after about 25 minutes. He was arrested for wire fraud, mail fraud, money laundering, witness tampering. Got 20 years in prison, looking like right now. So, this
made a better attempt.
This guy looks like he played field hockey in college and probably sexually harassed a lot of females. He's got that kind of look to him.
That look to him.
Yeah, yeah, he really does.
You know, it's like I said, it's not a bad idea. What about a submarine?
And if this guy's had enough money, he maybe should have ponied up a few extra dollars to get something that could go a little bit faster than 4 miles an hour, you know?
Yeah. I don't think there is a way to get away anymore. I think they got to figure it out. You don't see too many criminals making it, you know.
No.
Escaping.
No. Exactly. 99, actually, I'm going to say 100 out of 100 times, you're going to get caught. Okay? That's just what it's going to boil down to. But this guy, with all the money that he had, I mean, he should have had, like, an underwater, like, lair that he could take the submersible, like, you know, the sea scooter to and hang out there. And then there's, like, a tunnel where he could get into a really fast car and then escape. He just didn't really think this through.
Yeah, he's like a Bond villain, isn't he?
Yeah. Well,
I still think the submarine, though, idea is better.
Yeah. I mean, he's a crappy Bond villain, but kind of like a Bond villain. So, all right. Well, enjoy prison, buddy. That's where you're going. Have fun. I don't think they have any submersible water scooters there during your, lawn time when you get to get out for a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're shooting hoops.
Yeah, better get better at basketball because that's what you're going to be doing. That's what you're going to be doing. All right, we'll be back.